It's Eric. Welcome to a... Well, that was too loud. I hit you too hard with that one. Live, when you're listening, from the Q105 studios, a little bit before Wednesday. My days are all off this week. A little bit before Wednesday, August 22nd's night show in the 6 o'clock hour here. We got another podcast episode after last night's podcast episode with my friend Jordan. Jordan Tomase from BCSN. I had a little confrontation. And yes, I'm talking about stuff that happened on yesterday's podcast, so you go back and listen to it. Had a confrontation at Kroger. We talked a lot about all the stuff that happened at the VMAs. What else? Wedding gift insurance. So that was all last night. Tonight, I've invited some of my friends from the Jewish community who I've helped out, in a volunteer effort a couple of times and gotten to know them a little bit. But there's like this building and this center, and then it's this building. There's a lot of things that all mesh together. And I'm like, I know I've helped you guys. I know you guys helped the community. You know, I want to raise awareness to community involvement that people can be a part of. So come in and clear this all up for me. The better part is I'm doing this after we've already recorded, and I'll leave the front of the podcast in. Most of it anyway, as Renee and Nancy, they are first-time podcasters and don't really know what to expect. But I think you know, having listened to guests in the past, that I'm pretty easy. I don't ask really hard questions. And if I do, I think I make you comfortable enough to answer them. So let's get going with some things that happen in our community, not just in my community, the Jewish community. Our Toledo, our Northwest Ohio community. Some of the things that are happening on Sylvania Avenue. Nancy, grab that microphone delicately, because if you break it, you bought it.
Okay.
No, it's fine. Renee, you can grab that one.
Attached.
Yeah.
So where do you position this big thing?
Well, I can hear you in my headphones. You're good to go. It's perfect right there.
Okay.
Renee?
Good to go.
Perfect! I may edit the beginning of this, too. Maybe. I don't know. The way you guys pulled the microphones over was really eloquent.
We're showing manners right now.
No, don't. No, there are no manners. This is a mannerless podcast.
Let your hair down, Nancy.
So I have invited my friends, Renee and Nancy, from the Jewish community. I am unfamiliar with where to say they're specifically from, because there's a building, there's a federation, there's a family service center, and basically that's what they are here for, to help me figure out. My friend Hallie does Young Jewish Toledo. She throws all the drunken parties. I think they're still cleaning up the young Jewish bodies from the Mud Hens game the other night and scraping her husband David off the wall. When I went to the soiree to raise money for, I guess, the Jewish Federation as a whole?
Yes.
In March, there was a young girl who talked about some of the things that they do, and she now works with you guys. That's Mickey. But there was another woman who talked about coming to a food pantry. She was in some dire straits, and I was like, that lady's not even Jewish, and we're helping that lady out. And then, Nancy, you invited me. Renee, you gave me the tour. And here we are to explain this in further detail. So, Renee, what happens in the CCATS building? Did I pronounce it right?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. Wait, so Nancy, you're in charge, correct? You're the grand poobah or the head rabbi?
Head rabbi I will never be.
Okay. There are no female rabbis, right?
There are.
Okay, good. Good.
There are plenty of female rabbis.
We could be rabbis, but we're not going to be.
Okay. Galactic Empress of the CCATS building?
Okay. You know,
yes.
We all just work together to help our community in any way that we can.
And when you say our community, not just those of our religion, but the entire community as a whole, correct?
Some services are just for the Jewish community and others are not.
Okay. So, Nancy, what is the building? What's the organization that I'm speaking of that's like separate from Hallie's stuff?
So, there's the Jewish Federation, and then there are other organizations under the umbrella of the Federation. So Jewish Family Service is one that's under the umbrella.
Okay.
We still have our own 501c3. We're a nonprofit. We have our own board. But the Federation does some things for us that we don't have to do, like our accounting, some fundraising. So there's an economy of scale there that makes it work for us and everybody else.
Okay. I think those who will know, and by the way, Renee and Nancy are podcast first timers. And Nancy, you have a very distinguished voice as I hear in my headphones.
What does that mean?
You have a very eloquent, pristine delivery.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Might have to have her back.
Ooh.
Co-host.
That would be so nice.
Well, that would be fun.
So Nancy shot me an email after I was invited to participate in the Jewish Disability Awareness Month. And it was for the Hebrew school kids. And I got to talk, for the Sunday school kids. Okay. And feel free to interrupt at any time. And you can just flat out tell me I'm wrong, too, because I'm wrong a lot. So for the Sunday school, I got the opportunity to talk about my mental health and, help talk about things, help yourselves. And I think it was actually the most engaging crowd I've ever spoken to. And it was a mix of parents and kids. And I really enjoyed it. It was a great crowd. Nancy emails me and you wanted feedback on how the day went and we connected. And here we are. I found out more about your building. So what happens at Family Services?
So in the building itself, the most activities are through the Jewish Living Center. There's a food pantry at one end. There's a JLC at the other end. There are offices. A lot of the direct services take place in the homes of our clients.
And what kind of services and what kind of clients?
So we have a lot of volunteer-related programs, and that's where Mickey comes in. She's the volunteer coordinator. We try and keep seniors in particular connected to people, to their community, to the outside world, especially if they're isolated. So we have a friendly visitor program where our volunteers are trained and they make home visits to the seniors on a regular basis. We have a phone buddy program, which is like the friendly visitor program, only it's done by the phone. And then we have a new program. It's using tablets. So they're kind of Skyping, but, so they still see the person that they're talking to. Mm-hmm. So all these programs keep people connected. It decreases depression and isolation.
And we talked about this when you invited me in, and what struck me was I am not a senior, and I'm going to guess that no one listening to this podcast is a senior, but my dad is kind of inching into that area where I'd like him to be able to make sure he's not isolated. Like when he's not with his girlfriend, he's home at the house. And if there's, not a baseball game on and he can't get in touch with my brother, he doesn't have much to do. He's not real internet savvy. And I think there are a lot of people that are listening to the podcast that either have parents or grandparents who are like that. So while it doesn't necessarily directly apply to you listening, it probably applies to someone that you love or care for. And as we raise awareness about mental health, you brought it up, Nancy, when you're alone, one of the first enemies that meets your mind is depression. And I have never gotten into mental health of seniors, but I can only imagine what kind of demons pop into the head of a person who is, they've completed their life with, retirement and work, totally empty nest. Maybe they are divorced. What do you do? I mean, hobbies are a lot different. Maybe you don't get around like you used to for one reason or another. And having these friends and these volunteers is immensely helpful.
Right. And, their social circle is shrinking as well.
Yeah.
As their friends get older, pass away. So we volunteers from the Jewish community, the general community, are all welcome to be involved in these programs.
And this is why I wanted to talk to you guys, because I am, very community minded, and this was not something that I knew much about. When I go to my NAMI meetings, because I talk about it, people know about it, but NAMI isn't on the scale of like the Komen race and other kinds of cancer and the American Heart Association. Like those things are fully functional. So I wanted to raise awareness of something within my Jewish community to what how else people can get involved, because it is great to come across people that are like, I'm looking to do some volunteer work. Mm-hmm. And it's easier said than done. You should go where you have a passion. And if one of your passions is talking to people, like, this is something that you could find a place for that person. Right, Nancy?
Mm-hmm. Talking, doing activities, listening to music, all these things are things that volunteers can do. The only training they get is, you know, the do's and don'ts of being a volunteer. It is kind of what you can do in your visits, but it's more or less the rules and regulations of the program. Confidentiality is big within the organization, so they're trained on that. But yeah, I mean, anything they can do, scrapbooking, looking at pictures and telling stories and all of that are great activities.
Maybe I brought this up to you when we were kind of brainstorming about this a couple of months back, and I keep referencing my dad. Again, my dad is not any kind of invalid. He is totally fine. He just got a new hip, so the doctor said, you know, basketball, you can take some shots, but no one-on-one, no games. But it would, so we're not talking about people who, where you're changing bedpans or anything.
No.
So I wanted to put that, like, it would be neat if I could take one of your people and go, hey, my dad doesn't know, but he's going to this bowling alley 9 o'clock on Mondays. Why don't you tell him he's not any good and challenge him? Like, just some interaction like that. So you're not, this isn't like home care or hospice or anything like that. It's friendships.
Not those programs. We do have partnerships with home health care agencies that do in-home care, and it's subsidized for the Jewish seniors, so it's more affordable. And the goal is to keep them at home as long as possible in a safe environment. But for the friendly visitor and those folks, a lot of them are, you know, very much with it.
Yeah.
They are out and about as much as they can. Some, you know, are at home because of physical issues, but it runs the gamut.
Yeah. Yeah, there's plenty of 20-somethings who are home because of physical issues, so get off your butt and help somebody. you mentioned the food pantry. Mm-hmm. Renee, do you want to talk now?
I'm going to let you finish on that, and then I'm going to talk about the other spectrum that happens at the other end of the building.
Literally, like, this is...
Literally.
There's, like, the Berlin Wall. It's
bad reference? No, bad reference.
We go back and forth.
Okay. We share.
It's more like the Rio Grande?
We collaborate.
Grand? Rio Grande? No, bad? No? It's more like the 75 Ohio into Michigan? Better?
Oh, that could be better.
Yeah. There are no accidents, though.
But there's no accidents.
No construction.
We collaborate
inside.
A lot.
Okay.
We collaborate a lot.
Now we're getting witty and clever.
Yeah,
now you guys are warming up.
Yeah.
The food pantry, I think I packed some shopping bags for that
did.
A couple of weeks ago. And we know about, I guess, Cherry Street Mission. I think there's a St. John's place that's not far from that. And other places like that that help people who have stumbled onto hard times. But the Jewish Living Center and Family Services has a pantry as well.
Right. So our food pantry is what is known as a case management pantry. So we don't just pack bags of food to people and give it to them and they leave. We sit down with the individuals, talk with them, get a sense of what's going on in their life, kind of do a budget with them. There might be areas where we could recommend maybe they cut back on something or get a cheaper whatever, like cable or whatever. We make suggestions for other community resources that they can take advantage of, and then they shop in our pantry.
Shop.
So we don't pack their bags for them. It's like going into a little grocery store and getting the things that you want. And so we're, you know, respecting them as individuals and their dignity.
Sure. Feel free to send me pictures if you want. I'll post them.
We'll have to see. I'm just getting permission and things like that.
Okay. Renee, your turn?
Yeah, I'll take a turn.
What happens? See, this is very easy.
Yeah,
very
so easy. At the Jewish Living Center, which is located at the opposite end of the food pantry, is...
Same building.
Same building, same location.
It's not like our little Israel on Sylvania Avenue.
It is like our own little... It's our own little shtetl.
Right.
We
our
love
what?
It. Our own little shtetl.
Our own... What's the kibbutz?
Well, we don't make everybody work.
I know. That's the only like Jewish community thing that I could know of.
Okay. Well, it's not a working kibbutz, so that's a good thing.
Right. Nobody knows what that is anyway, but I'm just proud that I remembered that word.
Okay. So
you had to use it.
So that's good. So, but we're not a kibbutz. We don't make you work. We do have people that work at our offices. But the Jewish Living Center is a place for those that are 60 and better, formerly known as the Jewish Family Services Senior Adult Center.
Way too long.
Yeah, that's why we...
I'm all about like shortening things and acronyms. And
that's why we are
long.
The JLC.
I
for
like
those
that.
60 and better. We went with a different philosophy about our name and why we wanted to be located on the Sylvania campus, because we wanted to be closer to everybody and have a opportunity to collaborate and work with Jewish Family Services. This way it's a more global approach to working with those that are 60 and better. And what we offer is we offer exercise classes, we offer art classes, we offer a poker group, which is great and rowdy every Friday.
Really?
We do. We
Forget
do.
Forget bingo for me anymore.
There is no B-I-N-G-O going on at our facility. We have a great time. We play poker. Great group of guys. But what's nice is that our exercise classes are not just sitting around. They really focus on the whole body. It's a kinesiotherapist who's been with us for 25 years who teaches our classes. We work on balance. We work on core. They probably could kick each one of our butts in this class because mm-hmm. these women come out all nice and sweaty, and they come and they participate between 2 and 3 times a day. We have a drumming class that goes on. We have a ballet ball fusion, which has Tai Chi and ballet in it. And we just have a really, really nice time in this class. What's important to note also is that our classes are free. We do not charge for these classes right now. And you do not have to be Jewish to participate in these classes.
I love that.
You just have to be 60 and better to participate. Yeah. And these are open to anybody in the community. And the more the merrier, which we really enjoy having people come in and be a part of it.
Somebody might be thinking, because I'm thinking, what's the catch? It's free and I don't have to be Jewish. And I don't have to work because it's not a kibbutz.
It's not a kibbutz.
So,
but you got to participate in the class.
Okay.
There is no catch. We just want you to age well. We want you to be healthy. And we know that when you work on yourself and you participate and you're in a group setting, it goes back to your mental health.
Yeah. And back out to the community as well.
And back out to the community.
Right.
And we've watched friendships develop from this. People then go out to lunch together. They might meet for coffee. They then enjoy traveling later on with each other. They just enjoy being with other people. We have then a room next door to the room that we exercise where they will hang out and have a cup of coffee together, wait for the next exercise class. So it develops friendships. It cuts down on isolation.
Which works back to down Nancy's end of the building.
Right. Exactly.
Let me ask somewhat of a hard question. Who pays for all, where's the money come from for this? Because it sounds too good to be true, blankety, blankety, blank.
Right.
So the grants, I'm sure, right?
Right. So the Jewish Living Center is funded in part through the Jewish Senior Services Supporting Organization, which came out of the sale of Darlington House about 15 years ago, 15, 18 years ago. Yeah. And those funds were put aside for senior purposes.
Okay.
And so that's how all the Jewish Living Center programs are funded.
Good stuff.
It's great stuff.
How, if I want to participate or check out schedules of these classes, what's the website that I might want to track down?
JewishToledo.org under 60 and better.
Okay.
And as well as we have a Facebook page. You can check it out at Jewish Living Center of Greater Toledo. Ask to join the group and we will welcome you in.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, and then we also have calendars that we have in our foyer that you can come in and pick up. We
My
do
mom
those
said
on
foyer.
The
foyer. She was
foyer,
Jewish.
Foyer.
Yeah. Either way.
Foyer.
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 Armoire.
Armoire. But you can come in and pick up a calendar, or you can call us. We're happy to email you one out.
Mm-hmm.
And we also do, just to share some of the other things we do, we travel. We do day trips. We do extended trips. We have a 12-day trip out west coming up in October. So
how's that work?
We get on an airplane and fly.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was like a bus trip or like
we do bus trips.
Everybody Uber to Arizona or something.
No, we're flying out to Denver
Fun
and
times.
Then we'll get on a bus. So we'll have plane, boat, bus, wow. train.
Somebody's going to toss their medical marijuana prescription and have a little fun out in Denver.
They might, but what happens out
have
west?
Fun.
Happens out west.
Are you retired, not getting drug tested?
I am not drug testing. No. Nope. But we do 3-day trips. We do theater trips. So we do a plethora of different activities and opportunities for people to be well, live well, travel well, and just socialize.
I like this.
Yeah.
See, this was easy. And we're not done yet.
No, I didn't think we were.
Nancy, how can someone get involved in, and I'll call it the case management program, to be involved with the food pantry and some of the life assistance stuff so we can retarget somebody back on the right track?
So they can either call direct our social workers or call the the 724-0401 number.
Okay.
And ask for the service. And if they don't really know what they want, they'll be transferred to a social worker who can help them.
And I think one of the things that you threw on my radar when we talked, and this is applicable to almost everybody who would be listening, is I think you mentioned that there are a lot of grandparents who are struggling right now because their kids who have kids have been hit by the opioid epidemic. And whether it's an addiction or they are incarcerated, grandparents, and I think you brought this to my attention, so fill in some blind spots here. Those grandparents don't get the kind of state assistance that parents would because they are grandparents, correct? Did you tell me that?
They don't get the benefits because they don't apply for custody.
Okay.
So if they don't have legal custody, they can't get food stamps for them. They can't get any financial benefits. They can't get the backpack programs. They can't get a lot of things. So that's why you were at our place helping distribute the bags to the, I think there were 14 grandparents that were part of that program, who through the generosity of a donor family, they received wonderful assortment of kid-friendly, healthy foods, fresh foods, vegetables. And then the third time they received school supplies.
Yep, which I saw the closet.
Yep.
Packed up.
It was incredible.
Yeah,
which was part of YJT, Young Jewish Toledo, that did all that gathering up and donation and putting together those great baskets.
Yeah, Nancy, you put that on my radar about grandparents, and I started to share that with some of my community groups as an awareness thing, because I think we all know about the opioid epidemic, and I think I can go through the thought process of why grandparents wouldn't want to do custody. I mean, that's a lot of diplomacy and politics involved.
And they don't want, you know, other agencies involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they get stuck, and if they're living off Social Security, they can't afford a kid.
No.
I mean, it's just been brought to my attention. I mean, I've always seen school supply drives and whatnot, you guys, some other things. And then, in talking to them, I've now been enlightened to the fact that some kids just don't have basic school supplies. And I took it for granted, but not any longer. So if, you know, grandparents trying to get a kid fed because the parent has an addiction problem, a backpack is, or, you know, things to write with to get a good education are way off the radar.
Right. In fact, we just got a survey. We hand out client surveys to folks that come to the pantry to make sure that we're meeting their needs. And one that we received today said that, because of your program, my grandchild can now go to school and not feel so different from other kids because he has the supplies that he needs.
And kids are, that dovetails back into mental health because you're going to get bullied because you don't have the back because kids are ruthless. I couldn't deal with fourth graders. They would drive me into a depression.
Right, because you don't have the right markers or you don't have the right pencil or the right
painful
notebook.
Yeah.
And we know the grandparents right now, seniors, 60 plus, there's enough issues affording their own medications.
Yeah.
Let alone now having to have 3-4 children under their roof.
Renee, hit me with some more.
Well, that's a piece of it. We know that we, by being in the same building, we're able to then dovetail on the services in the same building. So when somebody walks in the door and says, you know what, I need some services, or there's something happening in my house, and or my significant other, we have social workers right in our building that we can then take care of that situation right then and there. So it's a one stop that we're able to then collaborate right then and there. Or if there's a situation happening with a client with JFS, and we might be able to offer a service to them in terms of socialization or reach out to them, we're able to then take care of that situation right then and there. So it's really nice being in the same building where we can work and collaborate together to solve a problem for somebody right then and there. So it's a really nice opportunity.
It works well.
Yeah, it works really well. And we also offer transportation 3 days a week where we take people to the grocery store and to the banks, and to be able to offer that service to people who need it. So there's a lot of opportunities to help people. It's just sometimes knowing when somebody needs that service and somebody feeling comfortable enough to pick up the phone and call and say, you know, could I?
Yeah.
Can you? We're open to suggestions. We're open to ideas. By no means can we make promises to everything, because if we could, that would be great, but it's not realistic. but it doesn't mean that it's not getting written down and that we're not trying to figure out a way to make something happen.
I would totally call you. Like, I usually do my food shopping Sunday morning, so if you could roll by and take me to the gym and then over to Fresh Time, I have no problem asking for help.
When you're 60, Eric?
I feel it most days. Like 160 probably.
Okay.
Well, you mentioned grocery store.
Yes.
And the Meijer Simply Give program is really significant in helping our food pantry stay stocked.
Good.
So the
Were you going to tell me?
Yeah, I am.
Because it's going on right now.
Look how fast Nancy has picked this up. Co-host yes. every night now.
Because it's happening now.
So, yes. So on your way home.
On Central Avenue.
To Meijer on Central Avenue.
Okay.
And you get a card, which are by the checkout counters, and you take that card to the cashier and you tell her how much you want to put on it in increments of $10.
Okay.
$10 being the minimum, all the way up to the $1,000 that you're going to
donate. Yeah, okay.
Thank you, Eric.
In my minimal employment, in my underemployment at the time, okay.
But the good news about that is that Meijer will match whatever you donate. So. Okay. $10 from you, $10 from Meijer. So between now and September 15th,
got it.
The Meijer on Central.
So send those pictures and I'll post all that stuff and float that out there.
Yep, you can even copy it off of our Facebook.
Or I could do that. I'm very lazy. This is why I'm going to get picked
so
up.
So we could make it really easy for you.
Okay,
so
I'll just share it. Shares are
you
good.
You share.
How can someone, I already do. How can someone volunteer to be like one of those friends that you talked about, Nancy?
Call Mickey Pittman.
Okay.
419-724-0407.
Jewish Family Services, Jewish Living Center, CCATCH building on Sylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, it's clarity.
It's the front building. You can't miss us.
Who's, there's two synagogues back there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's so confusing.
Well, there's a synagogue on the front part of Sylvania Avenue, mm-hmm. and then there's a synagogue at the back part.
Right. That's confusing. For me, it is. Who's having the bigger party for Rosh Hashanah? Nancy? Renee?
Oh, you mean of the two of us?
Oh, yeah.
It would be Renee.
It would be me.
It is our big, it is our new year.
It would be me.
Do you know what year it is? People who aren't Jewish like to ask me that. And they're like, I know about Rosh Hashanah. And they're like, what year is it? I'm like, I have no idea.
57 something.
78.
Yeah. I don't know. Football season starts on it. I mean, that's all.
Yeah, the bigger party would be at my house.
Okay. What happens?
You want me to tell you what time? I mean.
Do you know Robin?
I do. Very well.
Robin invited me to hers.
Is she doing two nights?
She said she might, I think. Because something with her mom. Yeah. All I know
with
is...
With Roro?
Yeah. It's the first day of football, which isn't as big a deal
on Sunday?
As me. Yeah.
Sunday.
The 9th.
So, seculars coming over...
Everybody. It's the first full weekend of NFL football.
Oh, NFL.
Okay. Sorry.
We're thinking college. Yeah, okay.
Did Urban Meyer get fired today? I didn't listen.
No. As I just heard that they were still in closed doors.
Okay.
So we don't know yet, but probably not.
He's not getting fired. He is not.
If this were Cincinnati, he would have gotten fired. But it's Ohio State. Some things, sadly, are above the institution and the law, and it's disgusting, right? Yes, you can just nod in agreement. Bite your tongue. Are you a Michigan fan?
No.
You are, Nancy? So you want that whole city to like just get wiped off the map?
Oh, no, because my daughter lives there.
Oh, okay,
so, and Renee's daughter lives there as well, so we don't want that to happen.
We do not want that to happen.
Okay.
And my daughter graduated from the Ohio State University.
And my daughter did too, but she has blue blood, so.
Mine has scarlet and gray.
People ask me, because I used to do sports talk radio, and I used to be much more into sports, and now I follow it, but I have detached the emotion, and people will ask me, what team is the worst fans? And I don't even hesitate anymore. It's college football fans. They are the worst.
Probably.
En masse. En masse.
Probably.
Some are worse than others.
Yes.
I didn't say which ones.
No, please tell me. Michigan fans are the worst? SEC, Alabama fans?
I was going to say Bama fans are pretty cray-cray.
I get it.
Now I'm going to get like all these people calling me.
No. I don't think there's any Alabama fans listening to this. But I get that. Why?
Like, girlfriend.
At least here in like Columbus and Ann Arbor, there are other things to do. Like college football is important, but there is stuff to do.
Yes.
Down there, nothing to do. It's Nick Saban around the calendar.
But look where Nick Saban got his start.
Do you want to do Michigan State or before that?
BG.
Was he BG for like 2 seconds?
He was at BG for a while.
A while or 2 seconds?
Okay, we'll say 2 seconds.
Yeah, it wasn't long. No. I mean, it's not like Urban Meyer.
Like, no, it's not like Urban. He was
head
there.
Coaching.
Yes.
So, yes, Rosh Hashanah is week one of the NFL. So, Robin said she'll put the TV on. But what happens at your Rosh Hashanah?
Oh, everything.
Do you bring all the guys over from Friday Night Poker and it just gets wild?
No, I do not bring all the guys over from Friday Night Poker. But I would say mine is a pretty extensive, big Rosh Hashanah.
Okay.
Lots of cooking.
Okay.
I would say everything's pretty much from scratch, pretty traditional.
What's your go-to for big Rosh Hashanah dinners or Passover?
Oh, well, those are two different things. Passover is the whole 10 yards, too.
Okay.
I'm like a traditionalist. I have two. I mean, like, I change over my whole house, cover everything.
Good for you.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
I'm an old Jew, yeah, on that one. But I would say my go-to is like the whole chicken soup, crepe block from scratch, brisket, chicken, multiple dishes. Yeah, the whole 10 yards. So it's a pretty traditional.
My mom was not a good cook. I told her that. She's not alive anymore. She was not a good cook, but her brisket was damn good. She would make any Jewish family proud with that brisket of hers. Everything else was trash.
I've been known to be told that I'm a pretty decent cook. So.
I don't know who.
So is that like you saying you want leftovers?
Well, here's what I'm thinking. I've been to Robin's house now for like multiple high holidays,
yeah. And
the brisket's good. It's good.
Uh-huh.
It's not my mom's brisket. Do you want to have a brisket off from Robin's house? We can do it. Make it a fundraiser or something.
I like that.
We would have to talk to Rhoda and see how Rhoda feels about that. Yeah.
Oh, Rhoda would be totally in.
Yeah, I think that there's been talk about doing a brisket off.
Oh.
It was just a matter. So I keep kosher.
Okay.
So mine's probably going to be maybe a little bit more moist potentially because it's kosher meat.
It's fine.
But sure, if you want to have some, I'd be happy to make you some.
I would love to do this. You think I'm kidding?
I know you're not kidding.
I am not.
I know you're not kidding.
I am not kidding. I know
you're not kidding.
I'm here for the
ideas. And a Kugel cook-off.
Yes!
I was just
going to say Kugel. My mom did a decent Kugel, too. It wasn't like mushy cottage cheese. It was more burn, but it was good.
Yeah, I see. I'm not a Kugel person.
How come?
I really don't like, because I don't like it.
Mm. What is it? Can you explain what it is? Because I really can't. It's like burned noodles, right?
Well
they're not
kinds.
Meant to be. There's different kinds. There's sweet Kugel
right. That's
got like the raisins in it and like
good.
The cinnamon and cottage cheese and
buttercorn flake topping with
cornflakes and sugar. So there's the sweet.
Like a dessert.
And then there's like more of like a sweet one. And then there's more like a savory one
there's
that's
potato.
Just kind of. There's potato. Well, I do potato Kugel. And then there's just like a Luxian Kugel that's just like buttered and noodles and baked.
That's what my mom made.
Okay, so like a Luxian Kugel.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that's traditional too that people just make that for like Rosh Hashanah.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get into Passover. There's matzah Kugel.
Yeah. And then potato kugel for Pesach. Sorry, I should say Passover, not go into the Yiddish parts.
If I'm in the wrong holiday, forgive me, but if the brisket off works for Hanukkah, we can do a potato latke off.
You can. So you have so
yes.
many potato
awesome.
Latkes you can make. Like,
I know.
Zucchini
awesome.
Ones. You can make sweet potatoes. We actually, one year for Hanukkah Palooza, when I was doing all community programming, we had like six different kinds of potato latkes and kind of did that. And that was really lots of fun. And people really enjoyed that. So it was a glutton for punishment. Just all those fried potatoes.
Yeah. How about, however you pronounce it, blintzes?
Yeah, blint souffles too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What else am
so
I missing?
You can have that at Yom Kippur for breakfast. Make
okay.
a blint souffle.
What other good foods am I missing? I mean, I get them.
Sufganiyot?
Yeah.
What is it?
Sufganiyot.
I don't know what that is.
The donuts for
jelly donuts
at Hanukkah. The jelly donuts that are fried
I don't
and
know
stuffed.
They make me think of Humintashens.
Humintashen and
Purim. The hat of what's his face?
Haman.
See, I was not asleep for every day in Sunday school.
Woohoo! That's good.
What holiday was that one?
Purim.
Purim, yes. P-U-R-I-M.
Yes, with the groggers, and every
yeah.
time you said Haman's name,
yes.
you drowned
yeah,
it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah.
Purim carnivals.
Yep.
Yeah, rough, I
Goldfish.
Vaguely remember them.
Yeah.
I always remember for Sunday school, and I only did Sunday school. I didn't.
And you could drink at that a lot because.
Well, I
like
couldn't.
Well, I don't know.
I was like 13.
Well, or Simchas Torah, which comes at the end of Sukkot, which when you do the seven hakafot, going around with the Torahs and everybody does shots and everything, that's a big party holiday,
we
too.
We do have a... I love we my like, religion.
We have a lot of fun.
I love my
we
religion.
We have great food. We yep. have great drinking.
Yep.
And we have exciting celebrations and mm-hmm. symbolic food. So mm-hmm. it's a lot of fun.
We don't like push it on people.
Nope.
We welcome everybody. As you guys have illustrated, everyone is welcome. Like mm-hmm. That's why I love our religion. I know I'm not the best Jew in the world, but I am happy to be a Jew rather than other stuff. I think the only thing my dad would say is missing. He's a big eggnog fan. He not the alcoholic kind. He loves eggnog. Do we have a Jewish comp for that?
Manischewitz.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that's pretty much. But yeah. I think that we've come a long way in terms of much better wine than Manischewitz.
Oh, Manischewitz is. My dad brought Manischewitz to Robin's house, and I'm like, Dad, this is disgusting. You can't do this. And I kind of play it. I try to play it off as it's a gag gift. It's like what are they called? White elephant.
Oh, white elephants. Yeah.
Some people really like it though.
Yeah.
Some people really like PBR. I mean, I don't know. Do you like PBR? Yeah, exactly. Some people.
No,
really
that's
like,
kind of like back to college days.
Yeah, exactly. Some people really like it. PBR? Well, ladies, we're a half an hour in, and no one cursed, not even me, which is a surprise. We've made it. We know all about the Jewish Living Center, Jewish Family Services, the serious side of Hallie's young Jewish Toledo drinking business she's running. So thank you very much.
You're
Do you guys have any final thoughts you want to pass along?
Be involved.
Mm-hmm.
Whether, pick up the phone and call.
Yep.
We're
Please
here to support you.
Don't be afraid to ask for help.
And don't be afraid. Don't wait too long. Because there really are people here who want to offer services and want to help. And there's lots of opportunities. If we're not the right fit, we'll help you find the right fit. And really, don't wait too long.
Mm-hmm.
Call.
And then you get your open invite to Rosh Hashanah and all the drinking begins. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you.
This has been a Cumulus Media and Q105 collaboration. Three unicorns were harmed and lost their rainbows and horns in the production process. We use cookies for various purposes, like eating, and flavor for protein shakes. And you have agreed to this and all other secret policies by enjoying the preceding audio content, which we highly encourage you to hashtag, subscribe, and share. You can click here for all other legal crap. And now hit skip intro to go to the next podcast. Just kidding. It's the See More Episodes option in your app. Q105.